This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today for the Christmas holiday. Here is how the markets closed on Friday. It was a very quiet day in the corn market as prices finished the week slightly higher. March futures had a 2.5 cent trading range on the day and closed a 0.5 cent higher. For the week, March corn still finished 10 cents lower and posted a contract low weekly close. Going into 2024, the corn export program will be a key to prices. Total corn commitments are running at 52.8% of the total USDA export sales projections. This totals 1.109 billion bushels, which is up 1.2% ahead of the average pace for this point in the marketing year. The corn export window is looking to be more aggressive in the early part of 2024. The closure of two major rail crossings into Mexico, caused by the migrant crisis at the southern border, had limited corn shipments into Mexico and pressured the corn market last week. On Friday afternoon, the American Rail Association announced the U.S.-Mexico rail border was reopened. Soybeans ended the day higher to close out the week, but remain near the bottom of their trading range as wetter Brazilian weather pressures the soy complex. For the week, March soybeans lost 24 and a quarter cents. While 2 weeks ago featured at least one soybean flash sale each day of the week, there was only one flash sale reported last week of 132,000 metric tons on Tuesday, which was to unknown destinations. There is still a window for U.S. exports, but it will close soon as Brazil begins their soybean harvest within the next few months. Last week's export sales report showed decent numbers for soybeans at 78 million bushels, with 5 million bushels of that amount for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year. Shipments were down 17%, but China and unknown destinations were buyers of 54 million bushels, a large portion of total export sales. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Here is how the markets closed on Friday. March corn up a 0.5 cent at 473 even. January soybeans up 2.5 at 1299 and 3 quarters. January soybean meal up $4.20 at 399.60. January soybean oil down 51 cents at 48.53. On the Merc, February live cattle down 15 cents at 168.52. January feeder cattle up $1.05 at 222.75. February lean hogs up 70 cents at 71.35. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. This has been the opening market report for Monday. Merry Christmas from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.